Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way, folks. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Olivia Krolchek is a Riley Gaines Center ambassador and campus reform reporter, both projects, by the way, of the Leadership Institute. While pursuing a major in chemistry at the University of Cincinnati, she was given a failing grade on a project proposal in one of her courses for using the term biological woman. I know. What can you say? Trust me. Olivia's post about her experience on TikTok reached more than 6 million views before it was deleted for violating community guidelines. Later, she was permanently banned from TikTok for, wait for it, speaking the truth. Men and women are different. Jeez, well, there's only two genders. Amazing how that works. Because of this treatment and the threat of bullying poses to women and girls, she's now a passionate advocate for free speech and protecting women's identity opportunities and safety. Olivia, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Given a failing grade on a project for using the term biological woman. That is a first. I have not heard that one before. I would have expected this from UC Berkeley or something, or even University of Kansas, but I would have thought maybe the University of Wisconsin might be a little, or Cincinnati rather, might be a little more understanding, but apparently not.
You would think, but keep in mind, this was a required diversity, equity, and inclusion class, and the project was on feminism. I thought it was feminist to write about protecting women's sports, but apparently I'm in the wrong.
Well, but you remember, because if they identify as women, that makes them women, right? That's all that matters. You just have to say you are one, and all of a sudden, and you know, this whole thing, and I know you were just here in Wichita, this whole thing, and I watched your travel schedule, by the way, you're like going into the fire. You're going into the gauntlet, some of these states that you've been visiting recently, and I saw Riley Gaines is coming to the University of Kansas here, I think it's next week or something, and I actually had to shoot her a quick text and say, you know, bring your Kevlar, because KU is the UC Berkeley of the Midwest. But, you know, March is Women's History Month, a time you'd think the country would be celebrating women, but there's been this strong push by many on the left to include trans women in Women's History Month. Again, it's yet another indignity that women are having to suffer, that now they want to include trans women, which are men, in Women's History Month.
Exactly. It's ironic that it's Women's History Month and women are at risk of becoming just that, history. But that's why the Riley Gaines Center, us ambassadors, we're taking the fight for women's sports nationwide, which is why we have so many campus stops this spring at different universities across the nation. Because even though Donald Trump signed an executive order to protect female athletes, We've seen it in states already, like Maine, California, Minnesota. They're openly defying this federal law, which just goes to show that the fight is far from over.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that 12 states are refusing to comply with President Trump's executive order aimed at basically keeping men out of women's sports and safe spaces. And, you know, it's wildly unpopular, by the way, to support biological males competing in girls' sports. So I don't know why these governors are so adamant to oppose it. But it's not just about policy. It, for me, and for, I know for Riley and for those who are advocating for this, it's about protecting the integrity of women's athletics and ensuring female athletes have a fair and safe and level playing field. It's really what this comes down to.
Exactly. I mean, this is one of the most urgent civil rights battles of our entire time. We have to protect this fair competition and equal opportunity for all females. I mean, there are middle schoolers out there who one day want to compete in the Olympics or one day want to get scholarships for the athletics in college. And if we don't defend this right now, those girls are never going to have a chance.
We're talking with Olivia Krolchek, who's a Riley Gaines Center ambassador. I want to, you know, people say this never happens. And I during my monologue, I mentioned a couple of these cases, but you had a biological boy in California who just got the triple jump record by 8 feet. That alone should tell you that setting a new women's record by 8 feet, there's a biological competitive advantage. But he's a male, also exactly. Won the long jump and the sprint. I mean, this is, and now he's on his way to a women's state championship. It's just, it's inherently unfair.
Yeah, it's happening across the nation. We just saw in Maine, a boy pole vaulter won in the women's competition, won the entire state championship for his team. This is happening all across the nation, and it needs to be stopped as soon as possible.
We saw, and I think I found this actually on your Twitter feed, your X feed, or whatever you want to say it. And by the way, you're at Olivia Krolchek, and I'll spell that Olivia, KROLCZYK underscore on X if folks want to follow you. But I think I found the story about Frances Stout on your page, which is about the high school basketball player from Washington who refused to compete alongside a male athlete, and now she's being accused of bullying and harassment. I mean,
isn't that absolutely insane?
Yeah.
I mean, but across the nation, anyone who speaks up immediately fired from your jobs, failed in your classes, ostracized from your peers. People like me and Riley who are going and standing up for these girls. For example, University of Washington, I went there in January, and I was giving a speech about the protection of women, where I was held hostage by 200-plus protesters. And that's not even a unique situation. Riley Gaines was held hostage at San Francisco State prior to that. So anyone who speaks up about this issue, immediately punished.
Yeah, I remember we had Riley on this show not too long after that incident. You were just here at Wichita State University. The folks at Turning Points USA, the Wichita State chapter, brought you here. I'm sorry I missed it. I understand it was a great event. I didn't see much of the wackadoodle crowd out there. Did you get much? Did anybody try and you know take you hostage, or was it a pretty warm reception?
Luckily, the event went really smooth. The Turning Point students were absolutely incredible. The attendees were incredible, had great questions. Overall, successful event. No wackadoos at that event, thankfully. But 2 days later in Maine, I had hundreds of protesters with blue hair. So I'm not surprised.
And that, I was going to ask you that Riley has launched the Riley Gaines Center Spring Campus Tour. I saw that you had just gone to Maine, and obviously Maine is in the news right now because their governor squared off with Trump in the White House, in the Oval Office, which is
correct.
Always a smart thing to do, try and go one-on-one with Donald Trump. But I mean, what do these people want? What are they? Because part of me just doesn't understand what they're asking for when they hold you hostage for 2 hours, or when they're, you know, chanting that you're a bigot and a fascist and everything else. I don't think they know what they want. They're just mad.
They just want attention. That's what this whole issue stemmed from. I think it all started during COVID when everyone was bored and stuck at home. All of a sudden, everyone wanted attention on social media. So they started following these liberal trends and this indoctrination. And here we are, and we still have people following those progressive trends just for attention. That's all they want.
Yeah, and it's sad when we don't call them out. I mean, I refuse to do it on this show. I call them what they are, biological males or he's and she's. And, you know, it's very simple as far as I'm concerned. Olivia, again, I follow you on X. You've got a great feed there. It's at Olivia Krolchik, and that if I'm pronouncing that, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's Olivia KROLCZYK _. And if folks want more information about the tour or the Riley Gaines Center itself, they can find that at RileyGainesCenter.org. Correct.
Correct, yes. And we have so many more events coming up. I'm headed to Whitworth University in Spokane, Washington on Tuesday. Me and the other ambassadors, including Riley, will be at so many different schools in the next few months. So feel free to check them out and stop by.
Yep. Like I said, I know Riley's coming to KU here later. I think it's next week, as a matter of fact. And I'm hoping that we treat her the way she deserves to be treated. And same for you. Olivia, carry on the fight. Keep up the good work and stay in touch, would you please?
Thank you. I will, of course. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. What do you think? Should the city of Wichita recognize Transgender Day of whatever delusion? Should biological males be able to compete in, you know, women's sports? I don't know. You tell me. Give me a call. 869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. That's shame on him. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. If you're looking for a way to get involved in campaigns or get involved in pushing your message, unleashing prosperity, you have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our state. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow me on Facebook and True Social and on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Kim Gish from my vice chair at the Sedgwick County Republican Party. Kim, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you on the show.
It's very nice to be on your show, Mr. Whitmer. Thank you for inviting me.
You know, I mentioned it to kick off the show, but I should remind folks we've got the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting coming up this Thursday at Wichita Area Builders Association. 6:30 is the doors. Meeting starts at 7, and the speaker is Attorney General Chris Kobach, correct?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fantastic meeting. I'd love to see as many people to come down to be able to hear our Attorney General and all the wonderful things that he is doing not only for our state, but also for our country.
Yes. Yep. I agree. And Chris is doing a fantastic job. He has found his groove. He has found his calling for sure. I've also noticed looking at the Sedgwick County Republican Party's Facebook page, it seems you guys have been doing a bunch of voter registration drives. I know you did a gun show. You've been at a couple of schools doing it. And I'm so glad to see the party reaching out, particularly to younger voters, and getting them registered to vote.
Absolutely. You know, I've been doing this for a couple of years now. And just one day I was just sitting down and I was thinking, you know, you've got these kids that are almost 18 years old or 18 years old. We have got to get them out and be able to let them know how to get out and how to vote and who to vote for also, because a lot of them actually don't know who to vote for when I'm at the table.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, the whole point is to get people more involved in our process, which I know is one of the reasons why I've got a long list of folks that I need to appoint as precinct people, but we're also recruiting candidates. I know right now that the party and some other of our allies in the process, like the folks at Republican Women, are actively looking for candidates for some of these upcoming school board and city council races, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, just look at this movement that's happening in our own city as far as this transgender visibility celebration day that we're going to have. So, I mean, this is going to be so important for us to be able to find the right conservative candidate and to be able to go knock on doors, because this is going to be a low turnout, I believe, because many people voted for the president, that now they are not maybe going to care as much, that we've got to make sure that we get them out to get to vote so that we can make sure that our city and our state stays red.
Well, you know, I attended tonight's State of the City address from Mayor Wu, and one of the things that she talked about more than once during the address was priorities. And it's particularly interesting when you're in the case of the city and the county, for that matter, but they're facing a budget shortfall. And that's why it is so important that we run good candidates, because when you're facing a budget shortfall and you're spending, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on porta potties or art at the water treatment center or all the other things, you know, that's nonsense. We should be focusing on streets and cops and fire and EMS and social services and lowering taxes. Instead, we're raising taxes to spend it on frivolous stuff.
Exactly. And then, you know, instead of concentrating on that, they're concentrating on climate change and, of course, like I said, Transgender Visibility Day.
Yep.
Let's get down to the basics. Let's get some common sense people back into our city so that we can help. We can help people like Dalton Glasscock, JV, to make sure that we've got good votes out there so that we can thrive for our city in the future.
If
I'm thinking about just to let people know, we do with the newsletter. If you are not attached to the newsletter, please go to Sedgwick.gop, and get onto our newsletter. We have a fantastic newsletter every week that us four put together. We have Jenna Pettit, who is absolutely amazing when it comes to putting that all together for us. And so just to be able to get ideas or be able to know what events are going to be happening, get onto our newsletter also. And then we have Jason Carmichael that has also brushed up and has made a wonderful website for us. So if you go to that Sedgwick.gop, you can check out what he has done for us too. Plus, again, we have some fantastic Facebook that we are trying to keep people attached to us and let us know what's going on also. So we're really reaching out to people. We're just asking you to please come back and reach out to us.
Kim, we appreciate you. Again, keep up the good work. We'll see you Thursday night for the next monthly meeting. Again, it's Wichita Area Builders Association at 6:30. With Attorney General Chris Kobach. And if folks are interested, they can find more information at Sedgwick.gop, correct?
That is correct, Sedgwick.gop.
Appreciate you, Kim. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mr. Whitner.
You know, it was an interesting, Phil, it was an interesting state of the city tonight. It was a big crowd. The did it at the downtown library.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first thing I noticed is this building is sitting there empty. It has been for a number of years. And why hasn't the city found a way to do something with that? They should subcontract it out to event planners. I mean, I've planned events for 20 years. It'd be a great place for corporate events, for weddings, for banquets, for things like that. It's a huge open space.
It is, yeah.
It's actually nice on the inside. It's well apportioned. It's been well maintained, and it's got some really neat features to it, particularly at night. I bet it's absolutely gorgeous in there with those big tall windows.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a perfect example. The taxpayers are paying to maintain the building, for security for the building, for the utilities and all the other stuff on a building, and it's not doing anything with it.
Right. I've been inside that building before they built the new library. I remember going to the old library there, and they could, there's all kinds of possibilities that could be done with that.
Well,
building.
The mayor said today that she thinks that I've heard already talk about Wichita PD needs a new headquarters.
Mm.
Well, here you go. And she said, her vision is to move Wichita Police Department into that building, repurpose it for the WPD, and then get this, the three floors that PD takes up in City Hall, move the county over there, so now the county doesn't need a new building. And all of this saves taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we don't need to be spending if you can find other ways to accomplish what you need without having to go back to the taxpayers for more money.
Well, and you're not having to look too hard for it either. It's sitting there right in front of us.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think frustrates people when they read about the porta potties and the money for art. And I know I harp on those things, but, you know, somebody's going to get taxed out of their home so that we can have $600,000 porta potties. And that's criminal, in my opinion.
It comes down to what you and I face in our everyday life. We have needs.
Yep.
And we have wants.
Exactly.
And while I don't know if a $600,000 porta potty is.
Well, technically it was two, so they're $300,000. Okay. Shares, but yeah.
Do they need something down there? Do they want something down there? Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think it rates up as high as some of the other things that this city and the county need.
No.
They're much more like important things.
Much like the county's $10 million elephant barn last year. It was the same kind of, you know, wasted expense that, you know, and again, it's like you said, when you have priorities, it'd be different if we were flush with cash. And even then, I would say, give the money back. Don't spend it. But in this case, you're facing a budget shortfall. And you're going to have to raise taxes. We know it's coming. They're going to raise taxes in order to do this. It's if it's non-essential spending, you shouldn't be doing it. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. We'll take a quick break to pay a few bills. And speaking of City Council, City Councilman Dalton Glasscock will bring us an update from City Hall. We do the legislative updates. It's high time I did a City Hall update. Maybe next week or so we'll do a County Commission update. 316-869-1330. The studio lines are open. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show on social media and on X at John R. Whitmer. 316-869-1330. Studio lines are open. We do the legislative update from Topeka, but it's been a while since we've had an update from City Hall. So with us now is City Councilman Dalton Glasscock. Dalton, thank you for joining us. Nice to see you. I mean, we just hung out at the State of the City address, but nice to have you on the show, my friend.
I should have just come straight to the studio and hung out with you for the entire show. Yeah.
Actually, you were a guest host, so it'd be like old hat for you. So.
It would have been. That was a great 2 hours of guest hosting for you.
Not only that, but we got to keep in mind the regular job, your main gig. And trust me, you are an old hat when it comes to radio, a lot bigger radio than this show. So I got to ask you, and I don't mean to put you in an awkward position. By the way, you were one of the people who did not vote for this, so thank you. But on Thursday, the Wichita City Council passed a proclamation with four votes in favor, all three Democrats and Becky Tuttle, recognizing March 31st as Transgender Day of Visibility. I'm just curious, you know, that the president just issued an executive order to keep transgender athletes out of women's sports. It seems like America is trying to move beyond some of this stuff. Why normalize and celebrate this?
Well, first and foremost, I do think everybody in our community should feel welcome.
Yeah.
They should feel this place. They can live. They can work. They can raise a family. I think the process on how the city council votes on proclamations is flawed. If we want transparency at City Hall, how we vote on proclamations is not the way to do it. And maybe that's the way it's always been done. but I'm not here just to continue things the way they've always been done. Right now, the city council votes via email, and so the only way that the public is aware of who votes on what proclamations is someone has to core request that information. And so I want to call in the next couple weeks, having staff explore the possibility of voting on proclamations from the bench. I think the public deserves to know how we vote on proclamations. And I think that's a systemic change that just offers more transparency to the public on a lot of these issues.
I think that's a great idea, because you're right. I mean, if I hadn't been told by, ironically, someone from out of town about this and how the vote played out, I wouldn't know. And I know a CORA request has been submitted, but they shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have, because you're claiming that my city is going to celebrate this. Well, I might want to know who supports that.
Well, and often a lot of these proclamations, John, I get hundreds of emails every single day, and often a lot of these proclamations get lost in our email inbox. And then on top of that, if a proclamation receives 4 votes, it doesn't go back out to the council for a reminder on the vote. It's simply literally an email chain on doing these proclamations. It's not good governance, and we need to reform how we are voting on these in the future.
The city council is also scheduled to vote at its Tuesday evening meeting. By the way, thank you guys for doing Tuesday evening meetings. I think, again, that's great. Transparency allows more people to attend. But Tuesday, they're going to vote on implementing a citywide municipal ID program. Supporters argue they would lower the barriers for Wichitans who, homeless, basically, and lack standard documentation. I know there are folks that are opposed to this idea in particular because the plan that I've seen as right now allows this ID to be used for an I-9, which means an illegal immigrant would be able to now have one of these municipal issue IDs substitute and help them get employment and skirt our immigration laws. That, I think, is a big issue for folks. This one's a little kind of confusing to me.
Well, first off, I won't support anything that says that we need to ignore federal or state law. That is not our job. That is not my job at City Hall. I do believe that, I'll ask that question, John, first. I'll ask that question to make sure that we're in line with federal and state law. But I think offering our, especially homeless community, the option to have an ID so they can offer shared services, not a bad principle, as long as we're in line with federal, state law, and as long as these IDs cannot be used for voting purposes.
I'm glad you brought that up. And I think you're right. I think the idea behind it is good. And we want to help folks who are homeless and help them get out of that situation and bring themselves out of it. But at the same time, we do need to protect our immigration system. We need to protect our work, the authenticity of our work, and most importantly, the integrity of our vote. And so I'm glad to hear that you're on top of that, and we'll ask the city staff about those things. We're talking with Dalton Glasscock, Wichita City Council member. My city councilman, by the way, is doing a fantastic job. One of the things that you did is formed a citizen-led budget advisory committee with the goal to cut down on spending and improve government efficiency. Can you give us an update on that?
Well, one, I want them to hold me just as accountable as I want them to hold my colleagues. And so I have very little involvement on the day-to-day operations. I know that there is a committee. It's composed of Republicans, Democrats, and independents, and that's how it should be, because I want that diverse thought process when they bring recommendations to the city council, including state representatives, former candidates, Democrat candidates for mayor, former GOP chairs. I think it's a very diverse group that's trying to make sure you hold City Hall accountable. In addition to that, at my town hall in May or June of this year, I plan on giving all the citizens, every citizen, the ability of how to request budget documents, how do you look up ordinances, and equipping them with the tools that this group will have so that they can look at these items and they can send in recommendations. And, hey, I may not agree with all of them, but I don't want to guide this conversation because there are a lot of efficiencies that I may not be able to see, or maybe efficiencies I don't agree with, but maybe my colleagues do, and maybe we should talk about them.
Yeah, that was one of the things, and I mentioned it in our last segment when at the State of the City that the mayor brought up, and I agree with, is the issue of priorities. And when you're facing a budget shortfall as large as, I've heard anywhere from, you could tell me what the number is, but it's bad. It's time to prioritize. And if that means that maybe for a while we stop buying art for the water treatment plant, or we don't buy $100,000 porta potties and we start focusing on what matters,
maybe that's what we have to do. But I'm glad to hear that you're looking for things like this advisory committee to come up with ways to be more efficient and prioritize.
Well, first off, I'll say they were $250,000 porta-potty, so even more offensive than what you just said. However, on top of that, there are a lot of great ideas that come before city council. But in these great ideas, there are two lines that a lot of these are not the purpose, role, or function of local government. And so something can be a great idea and not the role of government, and we need to realize that. So when people come and they want government to solve their problems, we're going to cause more problems than we're going to solve. And so don't come to government having us having all the solutions. And then on top of that, you have to weigh. There's a give and take in everything, and my job is to be able to weigh and balance those things. And so good ideas can be great, but if we can't fund them, and I don't want to increase property taxes for a 90-year-old citizen who's living on a fixed income, those are conversations we have to have. And those are conversations that, sure, if we live in this idealistic world, there are plenty of other things, but we don't. And government often fails far more than it succeeds.
What do you think is the biggest issue facing the city council in 2025? Do you think it's the budget?
I mean, of course, the budget is our largest vote every year. It's the most important vote every year. But on top of that, we just have to take care of what we have. Today, you and I were both at the old library, and we see how dilapidated that building is. And it is dilapidated because we have to take care of it. Luckily, this council just voted to move forward with a new roof and some improvements to the building, but we're not taking care of our assets. And until we take care of our assets, we shouldn't build new and expand on those.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way of putting it. I mean, because they are, and I like the mayor's idea, maybe moving the PD in there, and then that opens up space at City Hall. The county can move. Now the county's not having to build another building or pay rent at some other place. Again, you're trying to consolidate. You're trying to work on shared services and find ways to cut down on spending and be more efficient. And I don't understand why people would oppose that.
Well, and we gave the public, it's been not used for 7 years. We gave the public the opportunity through an RFP process to submit uses for this building. The uses also have to make economic sense. And when you have a building, because we have failed to take care of it, that's dilapidated, a lot of these proposals don't make economic sense for a nonprofit, and government should not be subsidizing a lot of these operations. So why not use a city facility for a city function that is a purpose of local government? That's what makes sense. And those are things we should be talking about from the city council. We shouldn't be debating social issues. We shouldn't be debating anything else. Our job, our roads, fire, police, infrastructure. Nope. That is the role and function of local government.
I completely agree. Your lips to God's ears, my friend. If folks are interested, if they want to connect with you, want more information, they can find you online at daltonglasscock.com. And is that the best way for them to reach out?
That's the best way, daltonglasscock.com, or you can go on Facebook at Councilman Dalton Glasscock. I try to post through every day and post updates, so those are the two best ways to get a hold of me.
Appreciate you as always, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, take care. We'll talk soon, John.
We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear what you think. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we should do a Transgender Day of Inclusivity or whatever it is, visibility, or I don't know, Got to be careful what I say on this topic. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget, my friends at Americans for Prosperity, if you're looking for a way to get involved in politics and policy, you have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our state. Make your voice heard. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. Don't forget my carry-on commentaries. They run Monday through Friday right here, three times a day right here on KNSS. You'll hear those. If you have a suggestion for a carry-on commentary, feel free to email me at john@knssradio.com. Next Sunday, we'll be back in Topeka broadcasting live, thanks to my friends at Eck Insurance. And don't forget, Thursday night, Wichita Area Builders Association, the Attorney General, Chris Kobach, will be speaking at the Sacramento County Republican Party. So, couple of good things. One of the things that I wanted to just before, and I know we've got callers and I want to get to Faith, but as I more and more I've thought about this ID thing, for me, I get the homeless argument. I think that's I think that's the shiny object, and you know, they're trying to make it out like. Bottom line is it helps illegals. I think this is a gift to illegal immigrants. If you really want to do this, then you say, okay, fine, it's for homeless, but you still have to prove of citizenship in order to get one.
And that's, I think that's the, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but Dalton brought that up, that that should be the, the box that you check. If this is a great idea, but we need to have that.
I mean, it's the, according to the article I read, this ID will count as an I-9, which that's employment. Mm-hmm. Well, that helps illegals, and we don't need to help illegals take jobs from American citizens. And, you know, there's other questions. How's the city going to keep track of the database for this background information? What's the new system going to cost? I mean, this is a new ID. It's a new program, so that's just more spending, more growing government on a new whatever. And, of course, it's another entitlement. Once you do these, they never go away. And I don't understand why it's any different than the state ID system. Right now, the state of Kansas will give you a free ID if you're homeless, if you're indigent, if you're poor. You just have to go apply for one. And their argument would be, well, it's hard for homeless to get to wherever it is they need to go to get their ID. Well, it's not hard for them to get to the liquor store. It's not hard for them to get down and buy a pack of smokes. So they clearly can get around. If they need an ID, they could just go to the state of Kansas. And I don't know. It's more and more I'm becoming passionately against this thing.
There's going to be some kinks that need to be worked out with this. It's a good idea, but it in theory, and I think there needs to be more done
and yet and looked at. I will bet you this is another 4-3 vote with. Yeah, I'm not going to, but I bet you this turns out to be.
It could very well be.
Sadly. We'll see. Hopefully. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong. Faith, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around.
Hi, John. I don't listen all the time, but I listen sometimes.
Shame on you.
I think it's important to get different views when you're a libertarian. We don't swing one way or the other. You know, libertarians are not a monolith.
No. I've got a lot of libertarian. Trust me, when I've had fights over the years because, you know, I kind of support the medical marijuana as long as it's done the right way, and now that pisses off a lot of my conservatives. So, you know, trust me, I've got some libertarian in me.
Well, good, because we don't always share the same worldviews and opinions, and we all don't make the same choices in our lives.
Nope.
And I was hearing about the concern about Transgender Day of Visibility, and I think what does unite libertarians over slogans, over sound bites, is that shared belief that all individuals deserve to live their lives as they see best.
And I would agree with that. I completely agree. And in my conversations with the folks who voted for this, they brought that up, and I said, yeah, I agree with that. But that doesn't mean we need to celebrate them, normalize them, and give them a platform. We don't do straight white guy day of visibility. We don't do Catholic day of visibility. Why are we doing I chose to pretend to be something I'm not day of visibility?
I think that there are some who will always find true liberty to be too risky an idea to embrace. That could be you. Unfortunately, that could be our elected officials.
Yeah.
True liberty means that even though we don't like something, it means we're allowing people to be who and what they are. And it's none of our business.
Okay, so let me
support that.
Let me ask you this. The arrest and impending deportation of Mahmoud Khalil has been in the news lately. He's the former Columbia University graduate student. I say that this is a decisive moment, that we're basically finally starting to crack down on extremism and terrorist supporters infiltrating Americans' colleges.
It's a violation of our First Amendment rights. That's what I say it is.
Okay, so does an illegal who came here, who's got a, not illegal, but does an immigrant with a green card have the right to offer essentially material support to a terrorist organization as part of his free speech rights?
So does someone legally allowed to live in the U.S. get to exercise their First Amendment right? Is that the question you're asking me?
No, because the immigration law, specifically Section 212 of the Immigration and Naturalization Act, it's very clear. It says green card holders can lose their status and face deportation if they endorse or support terrorist activity. Khalil's,
I think that's where the problem is because his standing up for his country and his people has been equated to terrorism.
Well, great, but then go back there.
You and I can answer.
Then I would say go back there. But if you're giving material support and passing out pro-Hamas material and effectively. No, actually, some of the flyers that he was handing out were actually Hamas literature that came from Hamas and showed pictures of Hamas leadership. There's a difference between pro-Palestine. Nobody wants to see people get killed. Nobody wants to see Israelis get killed. Nobody wants to see Palestinians get killed. But if you're putting out pro-Hamas activism on a college campus, we have a right to say, I mean, you don't, if I'm a guest in somebody's home, I don't walk in there and start criticizing the linoleum. And expect to stay.
But we have no proof of that. I have seen no evidence of that. And again, I will fall back onto my libertarian values. Uh-huh. Under the Constitution, we talk about the Second Amendment all the time. This is what we share with conservatives. We get a lot of support for that. We have the Second Amendment to protect the First Amendment, and I think there needs to be a plethora of evidence before we start talking about booting people out that are here legally. And I would say the same thing about Transgender Day of Awareness. That is our right as people, the liberty that we have to live in this country, to be able to either celebrate or protest things that we don't like.
That's true.
We do a proclamation and it goes through. There are going to be people that celebrate it and there will be people that protest it. That's our right under the First Amendment. And I support that.
Faith, I think it's been a great call. I appreciate the call. Listen more often and feel free to call as often as you want.
Thanks, John.
I appreciate you. You know, this is interesting with Khalil, Mahmoud Khalil. I mean, for me, it's his actions have crossed the line from free speech into material support for terrorists. And I think what it comes down to is green cards confer privileges, not immunity from accountability. And at some point, we have a right as a country. It's the same thing with the border issue. You know, we have a right to have secure borders. We have a right to say, if you come here illegally, we're going to boot you out and you got to come back the right way. And this is the same kind of thing. If you're not showing respect for your hosts ask you to leave. And that's where I am on this. It's the guy. I mean, I've seen enough evidence of what I've seen in news coverage. The guy clearly was putting out pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist organization material. Hey, boot him. Send him packing.
Free speech is a right.
It is.
It is a right.
Citizens.
And there is no argument to that. However,
there are limitations, though. Like,
there are
like
there's
not yelling fire in a theater.
There's parameters.
Yep, there are parameters.
And those parameters is if you're calling for the death and destruction of a race, a sect, that's not free speech.
Right.
You've gone over the line.
That's where I am on this. You crossed a line when you start going that route. But I love the call. Faith, I want more faiths to call and people left of faith because she's not that left. Faith, I appreciate the call. Next week, don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live from Topeka. Thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.